What's going on? I got to sit down for today's No Sweat News because the first story is scaring the living crap out of me.
Uh-oh. Okay. Scaring?
Mm-hmm.
Good, right in time for Halloween season, I guess.
Dude, there's not a lot of info on story number one. And keep in mind, all these stories are going to turn up potentially on the No Sweat News quiz for Green Day tickets.
Right.
Scaring the hell out of me.
Actually, the first two stories have a lot to do with paranormal activity.
Ooh, I like it.
But the first one, Dateline the Netherlands. On Sunday, police in the Netherlands discovered a family of seven people who had been living in their basement for 9 years waiting for the apocalypse.
Oh, man, that's creepy. I love it.
And the house was not, like, in Amsterdam or a big city. It was out in the countryside.
And they just wait in the basement?
For 9 years, they had been living in the basement.
Oh, my God.
Eating,
assuming canned food?
Well, not only that, but vegetables and whatnot they grew in their own garden.
Holy cow.
And they had a goat for milk.
This is nuts.
The way they found out about it is a 25-year-old guy left the property, walked straight to the closest bar he could remember, drank five beers and spilled his guts to the bartender, who said, yeah, we're going to go maybe call the police on this.
Oh, my God. This is horrifying.
That's crazy. Isn't that nuts?
That's it.
Police went there.
Oh my.
Because of the way he looked, the dude was like, you know, long hair, all dirty,
yeah,
long shaggy beard.
Right. All disheveled.
And the dude behind the bar was like, yeah, okay, 9 years in the basement.
Cuckoo.
Hello, cuckoo. Police.
Oh, my God, this sounds like some Manson family stuff.
Serious, man. Five siblings in the basement of an
creepy
old farmhouse, along with a 58-year-old guy who they initially thought was dad, but turns out
he's
not related. Yeah.
Maybe a cult leader.
So the 58-year-old's been arrested for not cooperating. It's not clear if he's facing any other charges or if was he mixing up a Jonestown potion or something?
I feel like there's a cult scenario going on here. How
now,
do you keep the... And
about 9 years ago, I don't know if you remember this, remember the Harold Camping rapture thing? That was when he was predicting. It was about this time that the world was supposed to end in like 2021 or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Did they, like, take that seriously?
They must have. How do you spend 9 years with someone anyway? I mean,
in a basement.
My God, 4 hours in this room with guts. I'm ready to punch someone.
Wow, man.
Isn't that nuts?
I'll tell you one thing. If you saw the Tarantino Manson movie, there's a scene that is right out of that. But, of course, that's a film. The fact that this happened in real life is horrifying.
Dude walked to the bar. So he's 25 now.
This is scary.
Which means he was, 15 when they first went under?
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't even think of that. This is in Australia, you said?
Netherlands.
Okay.
15. Yes. Hey, we're going to go wait for the apocalypse in this basement.
This 58-year-old's getting in big
trouble. What do you think
trouble.
He did in the bar for them to be like, whoa, man.
Apparently, he was all straggly.
Yeah, dude, you got to be...
He looks like you. No offense.
It's true.
That's crazy.
He was locked away in a basement for almost a decade. What's your excuse?
I'd like to... I'd like to have that guy on the air.
Well, he doesn't speak English, but...
I've got one just like it every Wednesday and Friday. That's the problem.
We have our own little cult person.
Ooh. How crazy is that?
That's insane.
Now, loose cannon right there.
That's paranormal story number two. Here's paranormal story number one. Here's paranormal story number two. The guy in the Midwest didn't actually say where, but he thought paranormal activity, ghosts, were in his bedroom at night.
Uh-oh.
Because stuff would move around the room unexplainedly.
Okay.
They call that acid.
So he was really worried about it. He set up one of those sleep recorder things.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure.
And he just posted the results of the sleep recorder.
Oh, help me. This is going to be creepy, too.
Was it ghosts?
Mm.
Oh, my God.
He was ripping them.
Oh, that's flatulence?
It was ripping them all night long.
See, first thing I thought it was ghosts. I thought it was ghosts shuffling about.
Yeah.
It's him?
Those ghosts smell like
Casper, the farting ghost.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Cass, you got a problem over there. And now, Dateline, your local Chuck E. Cheese for story number three. Why on earth had this not been invented before? It makes all the sense in the world. Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Are you ready? Chuck E. Cheese has just announced that they've applied for and been granted for a new pizza box. No, it's not round. That was the geniuses at Google who did that.
Right.
The Chuck E. Cheese pizza box isn't finished when it's done holding your pie. It converts into a skee ball game.
Holy cow, that's great.
Genius. See, it folds over, and then you pop out the holes, and you lean up, and boom, you got skee ball.
I like that. Good on you, Chuck E. Cheese.
Plus, skee ball rules.
Huh? They probably hadn't thought of it yet because the pizza itself tastes like skee ball.
Oh. Right.
But still, it's pretty cool.
It is cool.
Right?
And in a pinch, their cardboard pizza will do. The problem is there's not much difference between the pizza and the box.
And the box itself.
Yeah. Sadly.
That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you Friday. Green Day tickets up for grabs on the quick.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.